Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, daven, to pray, the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 11th day of the month of Tammuz. Please continue to daven for all of those in need of a refuah, including the names of all those listed in the daily email, in particular the three children that we have been davening for, Chayal Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, Elini Orna Bas Chayn Chana, and Tinok Ben Nechama Deborah, may they and all in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all of those who are being held captive, Arvin Netanel Ben Sonia Siona in Iran, Evan Gershkovitz in Russia, of course, our precious brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza, may they speedily be returned home, healthy to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yiswein of Young Israel Aish in Las Vegas, Nevada, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We followed by Rabbi Wein slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. We followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and translated into English. And then it will be followed by the three important Mishabirach that we say on the call, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and Rabbi Wein will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholem, pausing, give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder emails, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Wein.
Naftali, thank you again so much for including me in this super important project. It's such a pleasure to be always be part of the daily Tehillim calls. I wanted to share with you a thought about the month of Tammuz and is a related spiritual opportunity. Right now, you know, the month of Tammuz is, it's always in the summer, of course, and, you know, in the northern hemisphere. It's always a time of sadness. Next week we will have Shiva also B'Tammuz, you know, where we will recall certain tragedies that have fallen the Jewish people. And that's the beginning of the 3 weeks. We get into month of Av. The Talmud says, Mishnichnas Av, Mayit B'Simcha. From the time the month of Av enters, one should reduce the amount of joy in their life. And this is an important and overlooked statement. That whereas people recognize, oh, you know what, here we're going to go into the 3 weeks, we start mourning a little bit, we, month of Av, no more swimming or washing for pleasure, you know, no more eating meat and drinking wine during the week, that kind of stuff. Mishenichnas Av, the Mayit, the Simcha, when it says you reduce the amount of Simcha, reduce the amount of joy you have in your life, that means you still have joy. It doesn't mean that you get depressed, God forbid. It doesn't mean that now you're totally sad and incapacitated. It means that you still have joy. It's just you're not living in the normal state of joyfulness. So what is that normal state of joyfulness? It's actually pretty high. We understand that as Jews, we have an obligation to be, or at least to act, as happy as we possibly can, as much of the time as possible. So that, you know, you're going into the beginning of Tammuz, you know, we're at a pretty high level of joyfulness. You know, we just can't, and then you get Shivasi B'Tammuz and you drop it a little stage, and then you get into the month of Av, and then you drop it a little bit more. But that means we gotta be living right now with a intense feeling that it's good to be alive. No matter what's going on in the world. You know, we're saying Tehillim, we're davening, we recognize the craziness in America, the craziness around the world. we still have to be walking around with a smile on our face and lifting other people's spirits. Last week, I was watching a funeral of a friend of mine. His sister passed away. And two of the eulogies, the first was done by the father, who's a Rav, and he got up and said a remarkable thing. It's not quite my point today, but worthwhile stating. And he stood up, and the first thing he did is he started speaking to his son-in-law. His daughter passed away when she was 41 years old after a 3-year battle with breast cancer, leaving 7 children and her husband. So the father stands of the deceased stands up, turns. I think the son-in-law, his name is Brad. He said, "Brad, your wife, my daughter, was an Ashes Kyle." Everyone translates that as a woman of valor. But another way to translate that, Ashes Kyle, means an Ashes of a Kyle, a woman of a soldier, of a warrior. And my daughter had a dream, and her dream was to be a stay-at-home mom. And the only reason she could do that was because you allowed that to happen. And I want to thank you for that. I thought it was so incredibly touching, right? As a recognition for the guys to remember, you know, listen, I got to be a warrior. I've got to be a Heil. You know, it's not just Ashes Heil when you sing it on Friday night, a praise to the women. It's an understanding of the responsibility of a man in that relationship. But then the father went on to talk about how his daughter was always happy in every situation. And, you know, and then brought joy to everyone's life. And we were never suspicious of anything. And then the brother, my friend, got up and spoke about his sister and spoke about how his sister was always happy and always brought joyfulness to everyone's life. And, you know, one time they went on a siblings retreat, you know, in the previous year. And they're going for a hike, and they, you know, him and some of the others are kind of like schlepping along, and his sister who passed away turns and back and said, "Hey, everybody, you know, like, why don't you start hiking like you have cancer? Like, you have to live your life. Live your life." And then the very end, when the father, the Rav, who spoke, you know, a lot of his remarks were to his daughter, he said the most powerful thing. He turned to his daughter, he said, "You know, you lived your life in a happy way. When you got sick, it didn't defeat you. It made you, it was a challenge. You said, okay, now it's more challenging for me to be happier. Or it's more challenging for me to lift other people because they see that I'm sick." And then he turned and he said, "You lived your life to be happy. You lived your life to make others happy. We will be happy. We will be happy. It is the least we can do." And then he walked off the stage. As he's bearing his daughter, bearing his young daughter. Imagine. Incredibly powerful. The reason I tell you the story is not because you know who I'm talking about. Although some of you actually might figure out who I'm talking about. The reason I tell the story is because how remarkable it would be that when any of us at the end of, you know, the end of our lives, when it's time to go to the Olam Amos, how remarkable it would be if people would stop and say, that person brought joy into everyone's life. That person, they brought joy. They were happy and they brought joy to everyone's life. And like, that's how a life is defined, as an elevator, as someone who inspires and uplifts. So powerful. But we can only do that if we live that. We can only be that if we can live that. And living that, especially in this time, when you look around the world, and there's so much suffering for our people, and there's so much confusion, and there's so many things to daven for. We daven, we focus in, we're going to say Tehillim, and we're going to say Mishaveros, and we're going to daven, and we're going to feel Hashem's pain that the world is not the way He wants the world to be. Clearly, you know, when a child is upset, you know, who suffers more, the kid or the parent or the child? The Almighty is in so much pain that His world is not perfect, that His children are not doing better. So we've got to feel Hashem's pain, and after we finish that, close the book, you get up, put a smile back in your face, you get out there, and you try and inspire other people to live with as much joy as possible. So that when you get through the middle of the month of Tammuz, you get to the beginning of Av, so when you are reducing the amount of joyfulness in your life, you're actually reducing it from something that is significant. That's really the key. That's just enough. So right now, please join me. We're going to say a couple of chapters of Tehillim. We'll begin with Perikop, chapter 20. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adino Yom Tzoro Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadecha Yizkor Kol Minchotecha Velascha Yidashne Selo Yitein Lecha Tzolvabecha Lecha Atzascha Gimavei Nuranina Yishlosechom, v'shem Eloheinu, nigdol v'malei adinoi kol mishalosechom. Atah yodati ki yoshia adinoi yishicho, yanehu mishmei kacho, yivros yesha, you know. Eila v'orecha ve'eila v'asusim, v'anachni v'shem adinoi Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalnu v'nachnu tomnu v'nis odov Adino Yoshia ha-melech yaninu v'yom kareinu. Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adino ro'i lo esor Vinois desha yavet feini almei v'nechaus v'nahaleini nafshi yeshovev yanchini v'magli tzedek v'man shemo gan ki eile b'gei tzomones lo yira ra ki ato yimadi shitecho mishantecho hera yanachamuni. Baruch Efonai Shulchan Neged Zeroi Shanto V'Shemen Rishi Kursi V'Vayom Ach Tov V'Chesed Yudafuni Kol Yimei Hayat Shanti B'Beit Adinoi Ne'erech Yom Herak Kuf Kaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shilam aloi sasayinai el ha'ori me'ayin yavo ezri ezri me'im adeno yosei shamayim v'orem ayitem amot reglecho ayanum shomrechom hinei bo yanum v'lo yisham shomei Yisrael adenoi shomrecho adenoi tzucho ayad yiminechom Yomam HaShemesh lo yakeko v'yoreach b'laylom Adaino yishmarcho mikoro yishmor es nafshecho Adaino yishmar tesho uborecho mi'atavi adaylom. We now go to chapter 130, chapter Kuf Lamed. Shir amalos v'mamakim k'rosicho adenoi Adenoi shima v'koli t'en oznecho k'shivos v'kol tachaninoi Yim avaynoi s'ishmor yo adenoi mi amod Yim ras licho l'ma'an t'ivorei Yisi adenoi kiston ashi v'libero ho'holti Nashi ladenoi mishami labokesh, omri labokesh. Yochel Yisrael, el adenoi kim adenoi achesed, varvei imofudus. Uhu yifte es Yisrael, mikol labonoso. We now go to Perek Kuf Mem Beis. That's chapter 142. Maskil David Yosef Amaros Vilom Koli El Adenoy Ezak Koli El Adenoy Eschanan Eshpok Lefanov Sichi Yorosi Lefanov Agi Yisatef Olai Ruchi Yato Yodato Yisivasi Boreth Zu Aleich Tamu Pachli Habik Yamin Urei Ve'en Li Makir Avad Noisim Eni Ein Geresh Litman Ashi Zahakti Emecho Adonai Amarti Ato Masi Telki Ve'eretz HaChayim Hakshiva El Rinasi Ki Delosi Ma'oi Hakimeini Rodi Rodanafai Ki Amsu Mimeni Hatsia Imasger Nafshi Lardos Es Shemecho Bi Yachiru Tadikim Ki Sigmo Aloi. I will now say the Echenu is found, if you have 100 scrolls to do on page 146. Echenu Kobes Yisrael Hanesinim B'Torah V'Shivyom Din Bein Bayam Uvein Bayabashav Hamakom Yirachem Aleihem V'Yatiyem Yisrael Devaham V'Mefalal Aram V'Shivud Ligula Hashtavagalav Yizman Kariv V'Naimar Amen. I will now say the prayer for the Israeli Defense Forces. Mishra Havasenu Abraham Yitrajiato Hu Yivareh Es Chayalei Tzavag Anav Yisrael Yanshe Tehaz Habitachon Tomdim Al Mishma Arsenu Varei Eloheinu Nigvul Albanon Diyad Mibar Mitzrayim Minayam Agadol Adavarava Vomatom Shem Vayavasham Vavir Uvayam Yitain Adinoy Esai Veinu Akamim Aleinu Negafim Lifnehem Akadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor Yatsil Es HaAleinu Mikot Tzura V'Tzuka Mikol Nega Machalom Yishlach Bracha V'Atzlacha V'Chol Ma'ase Yedeihem Yader Saneinu Tzachem Vitareim, Vitesser, Yeshua, Vacheres, Vitachon, Vukiyambehem, Akasu, Ki Adenoy Elohechem, Haolechim Ochem, Vachem Ochem, Vachem Roshiachem, Venaimar Omein. I will now conclude with a prayer for sick people. I will pause, and you can add in whichever names you wish. Mishaber Avosenu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Yisrael Pratei Es Hacholim Babur Shanach Yitain Litzakad Baburam Yitzchazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Nachalamam Urufuasam Lachizikam Lachayosam Yishlach Lehem Meira Ufua Shlema Min HaShemayim Yitzir Shach Ale Yisrael Ufuas HaNefesh Ufuas HaGuf Hashtav Agalov Yizman Kariv V'nei Ma'ar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Wine. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in Yiras Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.